I think it's really important to say we work with some extraordinary Congolese who are totally committed to conservation, to learning about the apes, and in multiple different tasks. Some of them are trackers who are dedicated to our project, who work very hard, risk their lives every day, and also graduates from Marion Gwabi University who really want to learn about science, work in Congo to educate others about the conservation aspects that face their country.
It is very important to have local partnerships with people and getting students involved in Congo, and we've been really successful in that, and they've been very enthusiastic.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you that, actually. What's been the reaction of local people there when you ask them to go to this very remote place in the jungle?
In the beginning, it was very difficult to even get them to come out into the forest, this remote area where we didn't know the paths, we didn't know the plants, didn't know the apes. But now, many people want to work for this project. We've shown that we're there for the long term. We've provided educational opportunities for Congolese. We've sent them to Europe for educations, here to the U.S. to learn English. So people want to be a part of this project. And now it's just finding out who can work out in those areas, who enjoys it. And we're finding very smart, dedicated individuals. Not that we didn't think we would, but there's great opportunity.
Absolutely.